In Indonesia, nothing has the country wrestling with its identity like a 24-year-old singer named Inul. Islamic authorities in several provinces have banned her energetic dancing. There are calls for a nationwide boycott, but Inul's fans are fighting back. From Jakarta, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Indonesia's most controversial singer specializes in something called dangdut, a pulsating mix of Indian, Malay, and Arabic sounds that took root in Indonesia's countryside and in its slums. It's not Inul's music that's causing all the fuss, but her dancing and her wardrobe, which seems to consist entirely of skin-tight lycra. Inul is best known for a hip-swaying maneuver that the local media have dubbed drilling. Everyone is talking about it. Former president and Muslim cleric Abdulrahman Wahid surprised the nation by defending Inul's right to swivel her hips. The husband of Indonesia's current president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, also surprised the nation by giving Inul a more than fatherly hug backstage while the cameras rolled. Recently, the Inul controversy has dominated the news here, leading some Indonesians to wonder aloud if perhaps their country has its priorities wrong. There are huge problems that we Indonesians cannot overcome, opined one newspaper columnist, and yet today I find myself writing about someone's posterior. At this anti-Inul protest in downtown Jakarta, all of the protesters are women wearing the jilbab, a traditional Muslim headscarf. They accuse Inul of destroying Indonesia's moral values. They want TV stations to stop airing her videos and the government to crack down on all forms of pornography. Sakma Eli is one of the protesters.
We also believe in freedom of expression, and we also believe in music and art, but we also believe that there should be a limit in all that because we have moral and religious norms to uphold.
Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim nation, is grappling with the question of just what kind of Muslim nation it wants to be. A secular nation like Turkey, a theocracy like Iran, or something in between. Lately, the conservative voices have grown louder, but the vast majority of Indonesians remain moderate. That might explain why only 20% of those surveyed recently believe that Inul's dancing should be banned. Rizal Malarengeng, a Jakarta-based analyst, says eroticism is part of Indonesian culture. Just look at the country's traditional dress, he says.
Have you seen kebaya, woman wearing kebaya, or Buginese dress? It's very sexy. It's very transparent. There is always this balance and counterbalance. That is the pluralism of Indonesian culture. That's very good. That's part of our strength, actually.
Even those who don't care for Inul's music are pleased to see this spirited debate taking place. It's something they say that would have been impossible under Suharto, the dictator who ruled Indonesia for 3 decades before being overthrown in 1998. Smita Notosusanto is director of the Center for Electoral Reform in Jakarta.
During the 30 years of rule of Suharto, they were not allowed to have differences in opinions. The government would have the answer for us. And now we have to find the answer for ourselves. And for that, we have to go through to this prolonged discussions about what's right and what's wrong.
Indonesia, of course, is not the first country to wrestle with such issues. John Esty, an American photographer living in Jakarta, says Inul reminds him of another controversial performer, someone whose gyrating hips also created quite a stir at the time.
The first thing I thought when I saw or heard about it was Elvis, because back in the 50s or 60s when people were complaining about him in the U.S., it's basically the same thing. Somebody shaking their bum and breaking all the rules. But now it's accepted. Ayam walik aja diadu,
lamun diadu jenggere abang. As for Inul herself, it's hard to tell what she makes of the controversy she's created. She gives very few interviews, preferring, it seems, to let her hips do the talking. But she does claim to pray daily, and besides, she insists, her dancing is not erotic, it's energetic. Either way, she continues to pack them in at her concerts, and her CDs have sold millions of copies. There are even a few signs popping up here that read, Inul for President. Far-fetched, perhaps, but stranger things have happened. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Jakarta. Ebos batik aja dirayu, lamun dirayu, bokat kagembang. Lambi batik, batikan terus mi, motifnya bagus dan warna-warni. Lambi batik, batikan terus mi, motifnya bagus dan warna-warni. Gage balik ingeting rabi, rabi ning umah melas nunggoni.